Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Have you ever wondered about the reason for your existence in this world at this specific time and place? God not only created this earth and all of its inhabitants, but He also continues to take care of us and provide for our needs. In light of His constant love, grace and goodness, what do you believe is His purpose for each of us? The Bible, God's instruction manual, consistently reminds us that our lives are meant to glorify Him in all we do and reveal His nature and character to the world, so that no one will have any excuse for not knowing and honoring our Lord. Our scripture for today is from Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16. Here is Jackie.
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
So let us be determined this week to commit to knowing Jesus Christ more fully, experiencing His presence more vividly, and shining His light everywhere we go. In His boundless love and mercy, He sacrificed Himself so that we can be in perfect unity with God. Even during tough times, challenges, or oppression, Jesus remains by our side and empowers us with His resurrection strength to break free from any strongholds that keep us enslaved. So let us intentionally choose to serve and follow Jesus every single day and walk in the freedom and fullness of life that He promised us. And let us be determined to realign our priorities according to God's will by surrendering everything to Him and trusting in His perfect timing. God is the ultimate authority over every aspect of our lives, giving us the strength to persevere, keep fighting, and move forward with hope, courage, and determination, even when we feel like everything and everyone is against us. He is the God of breakthroughs, who grants us the power never to lose hope. And lastly, let us be determined to accept Jesus in our lives and find rest in Him alone. May we live from a place of perfect peace, trusting in God's sovereignty and guidance to lead us towards a life filled with purpose and contentment. May our ultimate purpose in this world be to glorify God in everything we do. May we allow God's light to shine through us and reflect His love and goodness to those around us. God created us with unique talents and gifts, destined to fulfill a purpose that only we can achieve. So let us follow Jesus' example and serve and love others, knowing that we are part of His divine plan. And let us remember, to lead a fulfilling life, we need to encompass a holistic approach centered on honoring God and living in a way that reflects His character and values. It is all about aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with His will, and being determined to bring glory to Him in every aspect of life. As we read in Ephesians 1 verses 11 to 12, it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. So may we find rest and fulfillment in Christ as we glorify Him in all we do. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, thank You that You sent Your Son, that You loved us so much by sending Him, and that He is the expression of Your love for us. And we want to say thank You, Lord Jesus. We desire to have union with You on a different level than we had ever before. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that we can be so close to You.
Father God, You have always been and will always be Lord, ruler, and King over all creation. Even if we do not always remember it, all we can do is humbly come before You and repent where we have chosen to serve other masters, and ask you your forgiveness, along with guidance and wisdom, to live our lives as you deem it fit, to your honor and glory, as your sons and daughters ought to. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your favor that we receive undeservedly every day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, thank you for this amazing provision of your rest. Lord, we often miss it. Help us to stay in the rest and the rhythm that there is for us in Christ, being bound to him. Help us to overcome our worry and our fear, our stress and our strain, our laboring in this world with your perfect rest in Christ. In that name, I ask it.
Let us carry with us the assurance that breakthroughs await us on the other side of our trials. Let us embrace the challenges before us with courage and with faith, knowing that with God's strength, all things are possible. And may our lives be a testament for the transformative power of faith and courage and unwavering determination.
Oh Lord, I'm so grateful for the blood that you gave to us in the cross, just to freedom us from the death and from the sins. I am so grateful that you are a God who take care of each one of us, who wants to be with us in a relationship, and a God who created us with talents. God, open our spiritual eyes to see the supernatural that you want to use us in each place we go and everything we can do. Be with us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.